Base Cat, mobile.
District W4DJW, mobile.
Hope you had fun there at the transfer station. I was listening when you and Ben were talking.
Household garbage dump. That was a back porch garbage dump. I had some pallets that mulch came in on, and I big old concrete basket, about 4 foot tall and about 2.5 feet in diameter, that I had to bust up because it's too heavy to pick up. Junk on the back deck that just needed to go.
I got to do the same thing at my mom and stepdad's place this weekend. The basement flooded down there, so I got to go through all of it and throw a bunch of stuff away.
It accumulates and accumulates and accumulates, and eventually you have to do something about it.
Was a serious hoarder.
Airplane equipment and my wife knitting her yarn and her books. You could say we're hoarders too. I got all kind of electronics components and stuff, airplane parts and stuff like that. She's got all kind of knitting and books.
I'm going to get with you about those drones, or quadcopters, whichever you want to call them. I want to get more experience with that.
Better to build your own than it is to buy the ones that are done, that are canned. I mean, well, depending on what your goal is, if you just want to go up and take pictures, I guess the canned ones that you can buy off the shelf, or you pay a lot more, but you get going a lot quicker, but you can do a lot less. When you build your own, there's no limit to what your imagination will afford you to do.
So what are some differences, just because I don't know, just go start from scratch.
A software package that's called ArduCopter. It was built on Arduino. It got so popular they just made a whole line of Arduinos that were specifically nothing but autopilots. And they put all kinds of, you know, accelerometers and gyros and all kinds of sensors on it. You know, amperage, voltage, and you do the watt. You can figure the wattage once you've got that. But just all kinds of things so that you can have logs of exactly what it is you can do. You can also program it to go point to point. You can also program fail safe points. If something goes wrong, it'll go over there and land at that one of the closest point. Just all kinds of things. Or you can set it up to do a totally automated flight from, you know, 36 different waypoints. Whereas the ones that you buy off the shelf, you can't do any of that with. You can fly them, and you can fly them, you know, looking at your phone. And some of them have goggles and some of them don't, whereas the ones that you build, you can use goggles or not, either way you want to do it. It's just a whole lot more flexibility, but it takes you a whole lot longer to learn it, or me. You know, I have to study it and study it and study it because I don't want to crash. I study it one more time. and then I fly it while I've got my hand on it, and I make sure when I turn left, it's pulling left. And when I turn right, it's pulling right, and go forward, it's going forward, and the yaw. You left, you're all right, y'all, that kind of stuff. So it just takes a lot of work and a lot of time if you're going to do it yourself. But I would put them up there and fly a zigzag course over a field and just move over 3 meters every single time I did a pass. And when you look at the log that shows where it went, it was way more precise than any human could ever do.
Like I said, I didn't know. So basically, starting from scratch, so probably better to get one off the shelf and learn to fly anyway. Don't buy the most expensive thing, but learn to fly that way.
Affirmative. And learning to fly now is not near as hard as it used to be. It used to be that you had to actually really fly it yourself. There were new ones because of that technology that was invented with, and they're using that PID algorithm, proportional integral derivative, which the Navy came up with in 1903. Since they started using that, if you get in trouble, you just let go of everything, and it just stops and hovers right where it is, and then you can gather yourself. You have time to say, okay, now what did I do wrong? Unless you're running out of battery, and then you can get frailed again. But, yeah, those kind that you buy off the shelf, they afford you the possibility to do that. And you're not really flying it. At that point, you're really just guiding it. If you turn off all the stabilizers, then you're actually flying it.
Well, that's kind of what I was... thinking, but also, you know, building it, you learn about it, what's going on as you're going through the process to build it. So there's benefits to that. Trust me, I understand that. But as far as starting out from scratch, I've flown one maybe once, and it wasn't much of anything.
When you're starting off brand new, is to go to a field that's near you, and there's one in Fletcher closer to you. Fletcher, there's a great group of guys, really. We used to compete with them all the time, and those guys were fantastic. And the Hendersonville guys are good, too. But the best is get to know them and get to know what they're flying, and they can help save you a ton of money. They help save you a ton of crashes because they can prepare you for what's going to happen before it happens, and when it happens, you'll still be shocked, but at least you'll know what's going on.
Depending on where it's at in Hendersonville, where my location, it's about the same distance either way.
Fletcher, just because I like those guys. Now, these guys, we were competing back in the 70s and 80s. So a lot of those older guys back then aren't around anymore, but the younger guys that were coming up are still there. And I don't know, they were a very competitive group. And they flew mostly airplanes, and we flew mostly airplanes. People were playing around with helicopters and multirotors, but not really successful with anything but the helicopters and the fixed-wing planes. But I just like the attitude that they have because it's very competitive and really sharing, right? Anybody crashes, they're over there helping you get it back together so you can continue to compete, that kind of guy.
That's good. I kind of like this hobby.
They might decide you want to fly airplanes, too, instead of, you know, multi-rotors or fixed-wing. Fixed-wing, rotary wing, or multi-rotor. That's the three different kind of aircraft that there are. Well, there's still planes, too, but, yeah, but that's fixed-wing. Anyway, I'm about to back it in. I got to take the dogs out. But boy, having two puppies is a lot of work. I try to get stuff done around the house. I have to do it all around their schedule. Anyway, let me know if you want to go out and do a flight or something like that, and we can do something like that, and you can see how much you like it for real before you make any investment. KO4HKX, W4DJW.
I'd like to get with you one day, but I appreciate you coming back to me there. And for anybody listening, 10 meters is open. I'm listening to the 28.400, and there's a couple guys on there talking right now, too. So good to hear you, Dave, and the gloves have not come in yet.
What's the normal time on that? Is that like a week, a month, 2 months? What's the normal turnaround?
It's a couple of days, but lately I couldn't tell you because UPS doesn't want it delivered to my house because we had a mudslide on on the main dirt road I live on, not the dirt road I live on. So they're not wanting to come up there. They think they're going to have problems, and so. But I started getting a package got a package yesterday, so hopefully they're getting over their fear of coming up through there.
Harry, I am using the other ones. I've been using them all day today. So no hurry. The other ones work. It's just a little bit larger, be a little bit more comfortable. So whenever they're here, no rush. KO4HKX, W4DJW.
Good to hear you. KO4HKX, mobile.